This is Unit 11 of Speak and Read Eastern Arabic. Listen to this Arabic conversation taking place in a cafeteria between a male customer and a waitress. The customer is ordering coffee and cake.
مرحبا.
أهلين.
عندك قهوة أمريكية؟
إيوة، بدك قهوة؟
نعم، واحد قهوة مع سكر من فضلك.
بدك حليب؟
نعم شكرا. في جاتو؟
إيوة.
قديش الجاتو؟
7 ليرات.
بدي جاتو على شوكولاتة.
Listen to the conversation again.
مرحبا.
أهلين.
عندك قهوة أمريكية؟
إيوة. بدك قهوة؟
نعم، واحد قهوة مع سكر من فضلك.
بدك حليب؟
نعم شكرا. في جاتو؟
إيوة.
قديش الجاتو؟
7 ليرات.
بدي جاتو على الشوكولاتة.
Do you remember how to say hello in Arabic?
مرحبا. مرحبا.
How do you respond to it?
أهلين. أهلين.
Do you remember the word for passport?
جواز. جواز.
Say my passport.
جوازي. جوازي.
How do you say your passport addressed to a man?
جوازك. جوازك.
How do you say your passport addressed to a woman?
جوازك. جوازك.
Say his passport.
جوازه. جوازه.
Say her passport.
جوازة. جوازة.
What's the word for papers or documents?
وراء. وراء.
Say my papers.
ورائي. ورائي.
How do you say your papers addressed to a man?
وراءك. وراءك.
Say your papers addressing a woman.
ورائك. ورائك.
Ask a man, where are your papers? Remember, there is no R in Arabic. Literally, you're asking, where are your papers?
وين وراءك؟ وين وراءك؟
Ask a woman where her papers are.
وين ورائك؟ وين ورائك؟
Do you remember the word for receipt of currency exchange?
وصل صرف العملة. وصل صرف العملة.
You can refer to it with the word for receipt. What is it?
وصل. وصل.
Say, this is my receipt. Remember that the word is masculine.
هذا وصلي. هذا وصلي.
Do you remember the word for a visa?
تأشيرة. تأشيرة.
It is a feminine noun. How do you say my visa?
تأشيرتي. تأشيرتي.
Note the T sound inserted before the possessive E ending. Listen again.
تأشيرتي. تأشيرتي.
You recall that feminine nouns end in A or A syllables. These endings are dropped and replaced by a T sound when another ending is attached to them. Listen again to the word for visa.
تأشيرة. تأشيرة.
Listen to the word for my visa. Notice the T ending.
تأشيرتي. تأشيرتي.
How do you say my visa?
تأشيرتي. تأشيرتي.
Here's how you say, this is my visa.
هاي تأشيرتي. هاي تأشيرتي.
What's the polite expression addressed to a man meaning, here you are?
تفضل. تفضل.
Say to a man, here you are, this is my visa.
تفضل, هاي تأشيرتي. تفضل, هاي تأشيرتي.
Let's review the numbers. What's the word for one?
واحد. واحد.
Say two.
اثنين. اثنين.
Say three.
ثلاثة. ثلاثة.
Now say four.
أربعة. أربعة.
Say five.
خمسة. خمسة.
How do you say six?
ستة. ستة.
Say seven.
سبعة. سبعة.
Say eight.
ثمانية. ثمانية.
Say nine.
تسعة. تسعة.
Finally, say ten.
عشرة. عشرة.
Do you remember the word for tea?
Shay. Shay.
Say one tea.
واحد شاي. واحد شاي.
Say one coffee.
واحد قهوة. واحد قهوة.
What's the word for I want?
بدي. بدي.
Say, I want tea.
بدي شاي. بدي شاي.
Say, I want coffee.
بدي قهوة. بدي قهوة.
Another important way to use numbers is in telling time. For example, here's the word for o'clock in Arabic.
الساعة. الساعة.
Note that the initial S sound is elongated. This is because the word for o'clock literally means the hour with a definite article. This article combines with the following S sound, resulting in a long S. Here's the word for hour.
ساعة. ساعة.
Now here's the word for o'clock. Listen for the long S.
الساعة. الساعة.
To tell time, you use this word first followed by a certain number. Here's how to say 3 o'clock, for example.
الساعة ثلاثة. الساعة ثلاثة.
How do you say 3 o'clock?
الساعة ثلاثة. الساعة ثلاثة.
The number in 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock only is slightly different from regular numbers. This is how you say the number 1 when counting and not telling time.
واحد. واحد.
Here's 1 o'clock.
ساعة واحدة. ساعة واحدة.
Compare the words for one, for number and time, respectively.
واحد وحدة. واحد وحدة.
How do you say the number one?
واحد واحد.
How do you say 1 o'clock?
ساعة واحدة. ساعة واحدة.
Here's number two when you are not telling time.
اثنين اثنين.
Here's 2 o'clock.
ساعة تنتين. ساعة تنتين.
Compare the words for number and time.
اثنين تنتين. اثنين تنتين.
How do you say the number two?
اثنين اثنين.
Do you remember the number four?
أربعة أربعة.
How do you say 4 o'clock?
الساعة أربعة. الساعة أربعة.
Note that the words used for number and time match. Only 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock are different. Say 1 o'clock again.
الساعة واحدة. الساعة واحدة.
Say 2 o'clock.
الساعة تنتين. الساعة تنتين.
What's number five?
خمسة. خمسة.
Say 5 o'clock.
الساعة خمسة. الساعة خمسة.
Note that there is no change in the form of numbers 3 and higher. What's 6 in Arabic?
ستة. ستة.
Say 6 o'clock.
الساعة ستة. الساعة ستة.
Here's how you ask what time it is. Just listen.
قديش الساعة؟ قديش الساعة؟
The phrase is made up of a word that literally means how much and the word for o'clock. Here's the word for how much.
قديش؟ قديش؟
Ask, what's the time? Or, do you have the time?
قديش الساعة؟ قديش الساعة؟
Here's the word for when, used in questions.
إمتى؟ إمتى؟
How do you say when?
إمتى؟ إمتى؟
Here's the word for film or movie.
فيلم. فيلم.
What's the word for film or movie?
فيلم. فيلم.
Say the film.
الفيلم. الفيلم.
Ask, when is the movie? Note the L sound on the beginning of the word for movie.
إمتى الفيلم؟ إمتى الفيلم؟
Answer, at 5 o'clock.
الساعة خمسة. الساعة خمسة.
Notice that there is no at in Arabic. Say at 5 o'clock again.
ساعة خمسة. ساعة خمسة.
Now let's go back to the restaurant. Do you remember the word for I want?
بدي. بدي.
What's the word for coffee?
قهوة. قهوة.
Say, I want coffee.
بدي قهوة. بدي قهوة.
What's the word for and?
و. و.
Do you remember the word for milk?
حليب. حليب.
Say, I want coffee and milk.
بدي قهوة وحليب. بدي قهوة وحليب.
What's the particle that negates verbs?
ما. ما.
Say, I don't want.
ما بدي. ما بدي.
What's sugar in Arabic?
سكر. سكر.
Say, I don't want sugar.
ما بدي سكر. ما بدي سكر.
What's the word for but?
بس. بس.
Say, I want coffee, but I don't want sugar.
بدي قهوة بس ما بدي سكر. بدي قهوة بس ما بدي سكر.
How do you ask a waiter? Do you have coffee?
عندك قهوة؟ عندك قهوة؟
How do you ask a waitress? Do you have coffee?
عندك قهوة؟ عندك قهوة؟
Suppose you want to order American coffee. Here's how to say American coffee.
قهوة أمريكية. قهوة أمريكية.
Note that the same form for American is the one used in the phrase American woman. Say American, referring to a feminine thing.
أمريكية. أمريكية.
Now say American coffee.
قهوة أمريكية. قهوة أمريكية.
Here's the word for cake.
جاتو. جاتو.
How do you say cake?
جاتو. جاتو.
And here's how to say chocolate.
شوكولاتة. شوكولاتة.
How do you say chocolate?
شوكولاتة. شوكولاتة.
Here's how to say chocolate cake.
جاتو على شوكولاتة. جاتو على شوكولاتة.
In most hotels catering to foreigners, you will find American and European desserts. You will also find delicious and rich local desserts. Say chocolate cake again.
جاتو على شوكولاتة. جاتو على شوكولاتة.
The middle word in the phrase is a preposition that expresses this relationship between cake and chocolate. Listen to it.
على. على.
Say chocolate cake.
جاتو على شوكولاتة. جاتو على شوكولاتة.
Do you remember the word for how much?
بديش. بديش.
Remember that the initial B sound means for, so you're asking for how much. Ask how much again.
بقديش بقديش
Ask how much the cake costs.
بقديش الجاتو بقديش الجاتو
If you remember, the plural of lira is
ليرات ليرات
This form is for nouns numbering from 3 to 10 only. The number precedes the noun, but its form is slightly different from the form used for counting. Listen to the word for 3 when used in counting.
تلاتي تلاتي
Now listen to the phrase 3 lira.
تلات ليرات تلات ليرات
Notice that the A ending of the number is dropped. What's the word for 4?
أربعة أربعة
Say 4 lira.
أربع ليرات أربع ليرات
You may remember that there are two ways of asking about the availability of something. One is equivalent to do you have, and the other means there is or there are. Listen to do you have.
عندك عندك
This is the form addressed to a man. Ask a man, do you have?
عندك عندك
Ask a woman, do you have?
عندك عندك
The other way is equivalent to there is or there are. Listen.
في في
What's the word for bread?
خبز خبز
Ask, is there bread?
في خبز في خبز
What's the word for water?
مي مي
Ask, is there water or do you have water?
في مي في مي
What's the word for salad?
سلطة سلطة
Ask, is there salad?
في سلطة في سلطة
Do you remember the word for kebab?
كباب كباب
Ask, is there salad and kebab?
في سلطة وكباب في سلطة وكباب
Do you remember the name of the dish made from cracked wheat and beef?
كبة كبة
Say, I want kibbe and salad.
بدي كبة وسلطة بدي كبة وسلطة
Now let's leave the restaurant and review some words and phrases you'll need elsewhere. For example, what's hotel in Arabic?
Hotel. Hotel.
What's the word for post office?
بريد. بريد.
This word also means mail. How do you say mail?
بريد. فريد.
Ask, is there a post office in the hotel?
في بريد بالأوتيل. في بريد بالأوتيل.
Say, yes, there is a post office in the hotel.
نعم، في بريد بالأوتيل. نعم، في بريد بالأوتيل.
Do you remember the word for where?
وين؟ وين؟
What's the word for restroom?
مرحاض. مرحاض.
Ask, where's the restroom?
وين المرحاض؟ وين المرحاض؟
Say, over there.
هنيك. هنيك.
Say, the restroom is over there.
المرحاض هنيك. المرحاض هنيك.
What's the word for I know?
بعرف. بعرف.
How do you negate this verb? That is, how do you say I don't know?
ما بعرف. ما بعرف.
Say to a man, you know. It starts with a combination of B and T sounds.
تعرف. تعرف.
Ask him, do you know where the restroom is?
بتعرف وين المرحاض؟ بتعرف وين المرحاض؟
Say to a woman, you know. Note the combination of B and T sounds at the beginning of the word.
بتعرفي. بتعرفي.
Ask her, do you know where the post office is?
بتعرفي وين البريد؟ بتعرفي وين البريد؟
Here's the word for I stay or I remain.
ضل. ضل.
It sounds like the English word dull. Say, I stay again.
ضل. ضل.
Here's how to say, I will stay.
حضل. حضل.
The initial part expressing future time is a sound similar to the H sound, but it is pronounced with more friction. Listen to it again in the word, I will stay.
حضل. حضل.
Say, I stay.
ضل. ضل.
Say, I will stay.
حضل. حضل.
Here's how you say, you stay, addressed to a man.
ضل. ضل.
It is different from the word for I stay in that the initial D sound is elongated. This is because a T sound is added to the beginning of the word to make it second person, that is, the U form. The T and D sounds together produce this elongated D sound when they are pronounced back to back. Compare the words for I stay and you stay.
ضل. 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 ضل.
Say, you stay.
ضل. ضل.
What's the part inserted at the beginning of the word to express future time?
ح. ح.
It is like an H sound produced with friction. Say to a man, you will stay.
حضل. حضل.
To address a woman, Insert an E sound at the end of the word. Listen.
حتضلي حتضلي.
Say to a woman, you will stay.
حتضلي حتضلي.
Do you remember the word for how much?
قديش قديش.
This word could be used with this verb to mean how long. Here's how you ask a man, how long will you stay?
قديش حتضل؟ قديش حتضل؟
Ask a man how long he will stay.
قديش حتضل؟ قديش حتضل؟
How do you ask a woman how long she will stay?
قديش حتضلي؟ قديش حتضلي؟
Do you remember the word for Greater Syria?
الشام الشام.
Note the elongated initial sh sound. The word also refers to Damascus. Listen once more.
الشام الشام.
To say in Damascus, attach a B syllable to the beginning of the word. How do you say in Damascus?
بالشام بالشام.
Ask a man how long he will stay in Damascus.
قديش حتضل بالشام؟ قديش حتضل بالشام؟
Ask a woman, how long will you stay in Damascus?
قديش حتضلي بالشام؟ قديش حتضلي بالشام؟
Here's how the name of the Jordanian capital, Amman, is pronounced in Arabic.
عمان عمان.
Say, in Amman.
بعمان بعمان.
Ask a man how long he will stay in Amman.
قديش حتضل بعمان؟ قديش حتضل بعمان؟
Ask a woman, how long will you stay in Amman?
قديش حتضلي بعمان؟ قديش حتضلي بعمان؟
Here's the word for day.
يوم يوم.
Say one day.
يوم واحد يوم واحد.
Note that only the number one follows the noun. All other numbers, three and above, precede the noun. Say one day again.
يوم واحد يوم واحد.
Say, I will stay for one day. Remember that there is no word used for four.
حضل يوم واحد حضل يوم واحد.
How do you say goodbye?
مع السلامة مع السلامة.
Goodbye. This is the end of Unit 11.